Right now, the governor needs the legislature's okay to create or eliminate state government positions. Governor Scott Walker's budget proposal would change that, giving his administration the power for the next 2 years to eliminate any vacant state jobs. The idea received some backlash from both Democrats and Republicans on the legislature's budget committee. La Crosse Assembly Democrat Jennifer Schilling called it unprecedented and a huge overreach.
This power grab, I think, is something that we have seen before in the centralization of power within this administration.
Senate Republican Budget Committee co-chair Alberta Darling also called Walker's proposal a power grab and said the legislature would not support it.
The governor, as the executive branch, can look at his departments and make recommendations on vacant positions, but we're not going to let him just do it and take it and run. We're going to have legislative oversight.
Where the parties differed was in their response to the governor's plan. Majority Republicans voted to give the budget committee the power to review any job-cutting plans by the governor. Schilling and other Democrats wanted to take that a step further and defeat the governor's plan altogether. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.